Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We turn over to Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live from Washington, where the talk around infrastructure still continuing, Steve. It's been an ongoing discussion for, what, the last 6-7 years, it seems like every week we're bringing this up. But it is in earnest now, especially here locally. Locally, Steve, in our area, there's a lot of talk of, all right, using the money from a big federal infrastructure bill, what do we need to do to be ready if that money comes our way and we have the opportunity to have the plans to apply for whatever the funding is and get to work right away? And there's a lot of discussion on that. Meanwhile, in Washington, it seems like the discussion is if we're going to be giving out money to begin with.
Well, look, the fact that you folks are having this conversation in Buffalo indicate why I think in the end there will be an infrastructure bill, because there's enormous hunger in Buffalo and virtually every other American community for this kind of spending for two reasons. One is that there is a lot of aging. Buffalo is an old city. There's a lot of aging pipes. There are a lot of roads and bridges that could be fixed. And there are a lot of folks who would love those jobs. So it's two. There are two benefits there. The people who do the work and the work itself. And this is non-political. Infrastructure is not like spending money on welfare or missiles. Infrastructure, everybody can understand its value, and it's not really political. You now have 11 Republican senators who are willing to buy into a bill about $1 trillion, depending on how you count. I think Joe Biden desperately wants a bipartisan bill like this to be able to say to voters, see, I kept my promise. I campaigned on being bipartisan. I've delivered. But I also think he wants it as a template. You know, once you accomplish one thing, it creates relationships. It creates a sense of trust. Once you've done one deal, the next deal is much easier. And I think Biden sees this as the core of his presidency. Now, the real problem is how you pay for it. It's easy to spend money. It's harder to raise money. And that's where you get into principle, where Republicans say no new taxes, Democrats say yes taxes. But I think they're going to find a way to pay for that bill by raising money and not calling it taxes, fees, or enhanced enforcement, something like that. Now, beyond that, there is a much, much more ambitious plan being crafted by liberal Democrats to spend many trillions of dollars on what they call human infrastructure, whether it's daycare centers or helping finance community colleges, a long, long liberal wish list. That bill, much, much more difficult, because that would involve massive tax increases on corporations and individuals. And I see absolutely no bipartisan cooperation whatsoever on that. But as a first step, a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's going to help out communities like Buffalo, I think it's going to happen.
Where does Joe Manchin fit in to helping get this done?
Well, I think that's a very good question, as always. As our listeners know, it's a 50-50 Senate. Joe Manchin is by far the most conservative Democrat. He represents a state that Donald Trump won by 39 points. As much as liberals in New York City hate Joe Manchin, the only reason why they're running the Senate is because he ran for the Senate in West Virginia. No liberal could ever win that seat. And so they have to understand him and respect him. And Manchin, I think, is very much behind the bipartisan effort on this more modest infrastructure bill. But I think he's going to be a far, far tougher sell for the Democrats on the larger bill. And without him, that larger bill is not going to happen. So he continues to hold the key here. And what he approves is likely to happen, and what he disapproves is unlikely to happen.
What are some of these things that are likely to be cut out of the larger bill, of that $6 trillion price tag?
Well, there's a long liberal wish list, and been pent-up demand for many years, and it's some of it is spending and some of it is taxing. On the spending side, you know, you've heard from people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren for years about spending more money on things like community colleges, spending more money on a universal pre-K, spending money on what is sometimes called human infrastructure or human capital. There's an article of faith in the liberal community that many other countries, in Scandinavia and many other places, spend far more on social welfare programs, have far more robust safety nets for individuals than we do in America. And that's really what they're trying to do. But there's also a taxation side of it. There's, you know, Bernie Sanders has spent his entire career saying, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich, right? Billionaires and millionaires, corporations. We've heard this from Bernie Sanders for decades. Now he's chairman of the Budget Committee. Now he feels that he has the one shot in his career to raise those taxes. So it's both spending and taxing that's on the liberal wish list. But the possibility of any of that happening is pretty small.
Steve, I want to ask you, what are you thinking about the religious firestorm over President Biden right now? He's the second Catholic president in U.S. history who could be banned this fall from receiving communion because of his stance on abortion rights.
Well, you know, I'm Jewish, but I was married to a Catholic for 53 years, and my mother-in-law was the American ambassador to the Vatican. And so I thought a lot about the role of the Catholic Church in this country. Let's remember, by the way, that it's local bishops who decide whether any individual parishioner can take communion or not. And the Bishop of Washington, who's now a cardinal, Cardinal Gregory, who's an African-American, has said very clearly that in his diocese, Joe Biden will still be able to take communion no matter what. And Biden, of course, is probably our most devout and church-going president since Jimmy Carter. He's a regular mass goer. He refers constantly to his Catholic teaching. But, you know, part of what I think is, in some ways, it's a sad thing. The Catholic Church has allowed itself to be defined almost entirely in terms of sexual politics, abortion, and gay rights, when the fact is that there's a whole part of Catholic doctrine that is really quite progressive. Catholics are among the strongest advocates of immigration reform and providing a legal path for immigrants. Of course, many of the immigrants, particularly Hispanics, are Catholics. And if you talk about social welfare programs and social welfare spending, Catholics have often been quite progressive. But the whole debate has been captured by an element of the Catholic hierarchy that focuses almost entirely on sex and not on the larger values and goals of Catholic theology.
Steve, thanks so much for the time, as always. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst with us live.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.